Starting some Shin Samach Vav, which starts the halachos of Ruvei Chatzeres. So Chatzer Sharbe Batim Psuchim, so a Chatzer which has multiple batim which open into it, owned by more than one, even by different individuals, different owners. Also Chom L'talta Mibateim L'Chatzer Achi Arvu. So Chazal Aser carrying from the individual homes into the chotzer until you do an act of iruv. So how do you do an iruv? The hainu shegayven pass mikol bayis ubayis. Menoshen asay beechad mibat echad zeris. So you're going to, everybody's going to contribute. Everybody's going to contribute. Pass, and then you go. They're thereby going to have thereby they're going to become, as it were, one unit. And then you're allowed to carry from the houses. Shayri kach onoroyim kilo kulam dorim boisabayis kilo kolachotzer meyuchad boisabayis. So the way we look at it, because that becomes the place of achila for all the people. So they all have one place of achila. So they're everybody. Makam achila is the ikur that we saw in the other places before. So this is kilo. This is their makam achila. So everybody has their makam achila together. So they're all living together in one bayis, and everything else is just an extension of that. So it's not going from multiple batim to the chotzer, which is individual batim to the chotzer, where it's a communal area, but rather. Everything is communal. This house is communal. The chotzer is communal. It's all one type of rishus. Okay, Mishabur Alev, Shahar Batim, Shal Noshim, Yuchadim. Each house belongs to a different individual. So they cannot carry me, but Tam the chotzer. Now, Mishabur says that this issue is not only from the house to the chotzer. Who did me bias the bias? Besecha chotzer, or Besecha Mavi. Even if I'm able to physically transport it from house to house without going into the chotzer, or houses, the same thing, houses without going into the mavi. Avshar mavi mesukin balecha makari. There's no problem with carrying, as it were. There's a tikkun. The tikkun of the makam is metukin. You still have this other issue of chazal asked it if it's multiple ownerships. V'tamachol zeh. So why is this true? The gazer shall hoitzi mirshus mirshusoi mirshus chaver kadesh shall leisi lapuke mirshus yochid mirshus rab. And people perceive it as a transfer of rishus. I'm going from my private domain to the public area of the chotzer. So you can carry from rishus yochid to rishus rab. Well, then they're going to carry from a halachic rishus yochid to a halachic rishus rab because they don't see the difference. That's what Chazal were afraid of. Now, however, kelim which started Shabbos out in the chotzer, you're allowed to carry throughout the chotzer, even more than dalet amos. Filmi chotzer lechotzer is also mutter, nami mutter. Again, it's talking about kelim which were shavas in the chotzer. Kelim started out on the bayis. You cannot carry from the bayis to the chotzer. And if you had a Rubi Chatzeris in your Chatzer, which allowed you to carry from the Bayis to the Chatzer, those Kelim may not be carried to another Chatzer unless there's an error between the two Chatzeris. But Kelim which started Shabbos in the Chatzer may be carried on Shabbos to another Chatzer. We'll talk about that as the Siman goes on. Okay. The Gazaber is a Rabbanon, Kekum is Simon Shinayin Beis, and that those halachas we'll see later on in Shinayin Beis. Shayarikach, so it's like they're all living in that one house because they're all joining together in the meal. The Ikur de Rosh Shaladim, Bemakim Shapito Yisham, because we mentioned this idea before that Chazal said that Ikur Makim is where the pass is. And then, if it's just the rest of the Chatzar, is miyuchad loy sabayis. So here's the language of the Rambam. They're going to become combined through this shared food which they place before Shabbos. Klemer, this item is as if we were saying, we're all joined together, we're all combined together, and we have one food for all of us. And we're not looking at ourselves as distinct. The same way we are all equally sharing this place where the food is. So therefore, whatever else is in the chatzar, which until now is being perceived as being individualized, now is going to be perceived as being collectivized. We're all one big unit. So people will see through this process, people will look at us, they will perceive themselves as one unit. So the whole problem was people perceive it as going from a private unit to a public unit. This way we're perceiving everything as one public unit. So it's not going from Shasa Yachid to Shasa Rabim, it's like all it's over Shasa Rabim.
People won't be mistaken, won't make a mistake, go from Rishus to Rishus. But
how do we know that people won't make a mistake and say we can do this in the Rishus Rabbi? We can all get together and put an area in somebody's house and we can carry anywhere in Rishus Rabbi.
It's a good question.
I'm not sure that Kazal understood that people will not confuse this between the two. It's in the sense of Rishus, because it's collectivized, but it's not a place of Hilchot Rabbim. I'm not sure exactly why they saw the distinction, what the point is. But apparently they saw some distinction, not to make the confusion. I'm not sure. Okay, Beis. So not only is this true when you have people have established homes, but even Yoshe Oilim, they live in tents, or sukkos, or booths, or machaneh shekifua mechitza. So they garrisoned the that's not the word I'm looking for. They bivouacked, right? So you had an army which needed to find a place to
garrison, to
establish himself for a night. Okay, shekifu mechitz, they put a mechitz around. So we now they're enclosed. It's like mentalta me'ol oil ashi arbo kulam. They still need an eruv chetzeres. Okay, but al shiora shekifu, in the case of a shiora, a caravan, which is traveling, shekifu mechitza. And if they enclosed it, so we took care of the tikkun of the makom, so ein srichim la'ariv, there's no need for them to do a separate act of iruv besides that. The fi shekulam uravin ve'oisim oyalim kavuim lahem. They don't use this each night. They don't necessarily sleep in the same tent. As they travel, when they stop, they set up a place for everybody to sleep. And you slept here tonight, you'll sleep there tomorrow. So they don't perceive it as being a distinct private area, which now we have a problem carrying from the private area to the public area, because it's the fact that it's fluid, who can be placed where, so people will not confuse the two. Okay. Zog the Ramah. Hagah. Batim shebesvina tzrichim iru. So the first thing is, in a case where they have different rooms on a ship, which each person has.
Missed. 1240502.
Please turn it off.
September 2nd. second lung. Home screen.
That was really not. That was really not appropriate. So each person has their own private room. Obviously, the svina mechitzas. Even though the svina has the mechitzas around it, it's one big unit. So that's the same. But since each person has their own private room, they cannot carry from room to room or from room to public area without an eruv. Mainly seen in mechitzas, and the seen doesn't have mechitzas, we have another problem. Also, the Talmud of Mitzvah Rak Rabbi Amos, by the command of Simon Shin Pei Beis, Simon Tafei, Siv Zion. So, we'll talk about ships again. Okay. So, even though, so the point of the case, the Yerushalayim, even though it's a temporary dwelling in the sense that, you know, they don't live here. They're just here for a period of time. But while they're here, since there is a distinct place which each person has, that's enough to be mechayev that they're going to need a ruv chatzeris. Yesher olim kigoyin shechnei midboriyos v'kadoyim, people who dwell in the deserts, etc. Or machanam makam chaniya shal anshei chayol shal apnei asoda. So the army is out in the field, and they make a place for them to establish themselves, to sleep. Shekaron l'sheno lager, vayin bir locha. So we'll see in the bir locha the difference between a machane and a shiora. Why are they considered different? That you have a valid mechitza, 10 tochim high, etc. You cannot carry from the tents out into the open areas within the mechitza. Based on the reason we said before. There's this caravan of people traveling through the midbar. Each person has their own tent, so does not need a ruvach. When they need to stop, they put up tents. Lo mikri chiluk diras is not considered. They're considered distinct, separate places. K'moshe kulam murabim bebayis echadami. So it's like they have joined together to be one unit. Mishabur is mashma that even if they go in, each person will have their own distinct tent every night, the same one. But the whole definition of a shiora, the definition is a temporary type of situation, so therefore it's not considered distinct. So all right, the Bir Lacha is going to try and flesh out that the chiluk between the machan and shiora. Bir grolim shebi b'shem reforshim shcholkem alzeh b'daitem. They disagreed. Oyalim shebishiora b'tzrichem iruv shemachan a p'tur me'iruv. The opposite. By shiora you do need eruv. By machane you don't need eruv. Ach shiora lamikri rakashahu pachus me'asora mishalamala nicholim b'shem machane. And the difference is the amount of individuals which are involved. Okay. Now he says the case of a ship, which you have separate rooms, but each person has his own private area. Even though the whole act of traveling in the boat is temporary, the same thing with the Yeshua'olim, that's so. As long as they're there, out on this journey, this is their place.
Does that assume they're eating there too?
If they're going to eat together in a communal area, by definition, they made Ruvi Chatzeres, and we'll see that later on. That becomes they've joined together in one unit.
Even without any dust from there, if it just is.
What?
Even without any particular dust.
Correct. Right. But I mean, an area is required, but you have an area. That's in a certain sense.
They
don't have a room. They just lie on the deck or in the hold altogether. So even if there's one private bias, the captain has his own cabin, but if everybody else doesn't, that's not considered, that there would not be a din of a Ruvi Chatzeres. Fine. So they need an eruv on the case of the boat. But he said, you mutal taltami bias, the bias of a batal masrina. You can carry from room to room, you can carry from the rooms out to the open area of the ship, etc. Below eruv also bechose. Any item which at the beginning of Shabbos was found not in the rooms but in the open area of the boat, the communal area of the boat, you're allowed to carry the boat that you're allowed to carry more than Dalaramas, because there's mechitzas, and this was shavis in the chotzer, so something which was shavis in the chotzer you're allowed to carry throughout the whole chotzer.
So
everybody sleeps in the chotzer, so you're allowed to carry throughout the whole chotzer. So everybody sleeps on the boat, but that not in private rooms. So you're allowed to carry throughout the boat. This is all talking about. It's also, even though the boat has walls around it, which.
If, however, the wall, the boat does not have mechitzas which are tall enough,
you measure the definition of tawachim high from the floor of the bottom floor of the boat, not from the. The body of water that's sitting in the bottom of this of the lake or whatever it is. Even though the boat is, there's many more tefachim of water below it, that's irrelevant. Also, the talta basina, then that situation of the mechitzah is not ten tefachim. You cannot carry anywhere in the boat to have your caramelus because it's considered a caramelus.
If there's no mechitzas on the boat, so then you're allowed to carry from the boat out to the water and vice versa. You're allowed to carry from one caramelus to the other within Dalaramas.
If there are rooms, and then there's the open area of the boat, and the walls, it's a big raft. Very big raft, and there's some rooms in the middle. So the open area of the raft, the mechitzas are in 10 tefachim high, so it's a karmelus. The rooms are shesayachid. So that's an issue, not because of Ruvi Chatzeres, that's an issue of the simple din of carrying from a shesayachid to a karmelus.
Also, let's even about the mesvina, the shesayachid, the karmelus, kamapik.
Okay. Take a look at the Bir Halacha. Awal Shiara. That's the Awal Machana. So we said that the army is bivouacking out in this area, so they need a Ruvi Chatzeres. Um,
When these soldiers were going out to war, that's a Gemara that Chazal were not machai ruv chetzeris while they're at war. Fine. Al b'shiora, I'm Rabbi Magid. Mashmi menu the chiluk of the machane mishiora who bezet. So what's the difference between a machane and a shiora? What defines one or the other? The machane marish shechaynim yamim rabim shiora marishen choisim rakli yamechod. So the shiora is going. It's traveling. So since it's traveling, it's each day it's moving out to a new place. It's staying here for 24 hours because of Shabbos. Otherwise, it would be moving out. Whereas the Machane, they are setting themselves down in this area to be here for X amount of days for the maneuvers or whatever it might be, etc. So the level of permanence in the Shiora, it's totally transient. And at the Machane, there's some level of more. It's not transient. It's, you know, but it's even though it's temporary. Mitigo Kain is a Meforshim. The other Meforshim quotes the Ma'ariv Mishnah Pshat. Aba Einze Hechach B'Mashros Di Rambam. The Chabad Chaim is not convinced that Pshat in the Rambam. And where is this definition coming from? Adarab, Sirna said it's the Hua Dini Mashiar Khara Eza Yamin. Kamashamotzi Bhokim Bor Shemnei Eza Siba Sarak Lahamtan Eza Yamin. The Gam Kane, Ain't Shikam Larav, even when they're traveling to the Midrash, sometimes they have to stay a few days till the conditions become favorable to continue to move forward. There are times where even though they're traveling, they're going to be there more than one day. Still, ubazeh shaycha gamkin sarz haramam the ain oyosin oyalim kvurim lehem. But clearly, since their goal is to continue the move, they didn't go. So the oyalim are not kavua. So there's no din of eruv. I mean, furthermore, the after the gam b'machan ashechadim yamim, even in case of machan where they are settled in for a period of time. Imrak machzikim b'derech, reim kishiora, who gam ken shaykh astor day no samarlim kavum lehem kais, or loyam the rak lefush amisiba acheres. You got a case of a machana where they're planning to move out, and they're just here staying there now because it's more convenient for whatever reason, but they don't want to really be here. So the bride is not kavua. So the skill between machana and shiora, he's not convinced of that. That's the pshat. And he's like the nira. Shavarta the milsa commercial parashta mishabru the machan parusha masha onu karim b'lashenu b'lashen Ashkenazi lager v'lo mari klal b'chayel shaholach mimakal makam. It's somewhat a barracks. I'm not talking about that they're right now out in the field doing maneuvers going from place to place. Rak mari shachayim b'makam they've settled in for a period of time over here. Alshenu chadim about them. But instead of while they're settled in this place, they created for themselves a place to stay. They can stay in the air for a long period of time. And they're here. They've been committed themselves to be here, but instead of going and living they live in tents. Vashin the gam oilim shalaroi keilu gam ke mechalal batim hema b'shayach b'gzeres hitzar mershus rishus. And the chiddush over here is people perceive that they understand that it's temporary. It's here for a few months, whatever it is. But the porters are not traveling; they're stationary. If that's the purpose of the tent is to be here. So that's called your kavua for this period of time. You need a ruvach hatzeris. Whereas the shiara, or the case of the machana, which of the machana is traveling, those oilim are just a vehicle, just an instrument to allow them to spend the night. But they're not trying to bring kavua. So this is where we are. So that's not considered kavua, and there's no need for Rebbe Chatzeres. If they're not settling into a place, it happens to be that they're staying here for, they need to stay there for a few days, that's called, they're still in the midst of the travel, and therefore there's no, that does not need a Rubik's Sayers. Okay, then he brings and gets involved in that not everybody agrees to the din of Shiara, and some hold that even in case of Shiara still needs Rubik at Sarvis, etc. Okay. Sif Gimel. Habay Shemanichim Bach Erev. So interesting then. In a case where you have your chatzar, you have five houses in the chatzar. So the way they made the Rubik Hatzeres is each party would contribute a roll, a loaf of bread, etc. So, and then they would place it in one individual's house. So Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun, the Yisachar, so five houses, they're placing it in Yehuda's house. So the lach is, Abai, Shemanichim, Bo'erev, Ein, Shechem, Litein, Pas. So Reuben and Shimon, and Levi, and Yisachar have to contribute Pas. Yehuda, by virtue of the fact that we're placing the Erev in Yehuda's house, he does not need to contribute any bread at all. Okay. Fine. One din. And the logic behind it is pretty obvious. The whole point is that everybody else is coming to live by him by placing taking their meals there by joining him in his house. He lives here. So, of course, it's his makam. The Kiddush is other people, it becomes their makam by them, as it were, taking their food and placing it by him and coming to join him for the meal. But he's already there. Okay, new din. Vein tzark shiyah be'eriv shavapruta. Even if nowadays this would be an impossibility, but Bisman Chazal, the grain was cheap enough, or the flour was cheap enough, it would be possible to make multiple rolls and still be less than a pruta. No problem. The place that you're going to put it has to be a place which is potentially a place that a person could dwell. So, for example, afuke beishars. Let's say you have a guardhouse coming into the chutzah. There's a little booth where the guard would sit, but that's not a place where a person can dwell. It's not made for the dwelling purposes. It's made just for a person, one individual, to be able to sit down and relax a little bit in the guardhouse while he's waiting. He's there for security. So it's not a makam dira. So a beishar, if they put the Rubik Hatzeris in the beishar, it would not work. Achsadra, if you have an achsadra is usually what we call colonnade. So you have a patio which has some type of a covering over it. Umar Peset, it would be a porch. So those would not be valid places to put the Rubik Chatzeres. The place that you're putting the Rubik Chatzeres has to be a minimal size of Dalad Amos or Dalad Amos. That's considered the minimal size of a bias. Even if the person who owns this bias is a katan. So we could argue, the whole logic is that they're coming to join him in his place. it's as if they become owners in the place as well, because it's all of their places together. It's as if he's being makd and makim to them. Well, a katan cannot be makd and makim. That's what we could have mistakenly argued. Instead, if the owner of this place is a katan, he cannot share his rishus, give them any type of ownership rights, because he cannot be makd. A katan can't be makd. Not a problem. Okay. Nudin. If, whatever reason, they become accustomed always to place it in house X, so one of the Gemara says in Gittin, where the Gemara goes through many different Tekanas Chazal made because of Darkei Shalom, this is what the Tekanas Chazal made because of Darkei Shalom. The Karen reads first, the Labor reads second, you saw reads. The mission goes to a series of the Kaddish Chazal made, Kedar Kesholem. One of them is this din, that the house which you always been put in the Erev there, you continue to put, don't switch. Because switching can get very ugly. Okay. Phil Kaddish Yachal Ligbus Erev Ulakat Kapsoi. So again, they used to make their Ruvah Chazeres every week. We make a Ruvah Chazeres once a year. And we have this box of matzahs, which are mazakah everybody. The way they did it, Bezman Chazal, is each week they take a basket, they go around from house to house in the chutz, and everybody would put a roll in the basket. So that process of gathering the lechamim from the individuals can be done by chutz. Sotter Ramah. A minik Bezman Hazel, Haniach, Ar-Eir, Bevesa Knesset. Nowadays we put the Rubik Hatzeris in the shul. So you don't put it in an individual's home. You know, we're making one big Ruvah Chazeres for the whole city at one time. So the town. So the town has 100, 200 families. Theoretically, we could have put the Ruvah Chazeres in one individual's home. And everybody else would be mishtatev in the ownership of the Ruvah Chazeres.
And how do we deal with the fact that nobody really gives from their own bread to the
We do it through a process of zikui, where mazaka ownership to all the people. Okay, so the minhag is put in Ruach Hatzeris in the Beit HaKnesses. This is already an old established minhag. In the earlier time, the Rambam says I would suggest the reason why we've done that. The Reuben Shalom Yesh Lehem Din Shituf Bein Tzarek Leniach Bebeis Tira Bein Kamam Simen Shin Pei Vav Shin Bein Sain. So what the Rambam is asking a unspoken question. You're not sleep in a shul, you're not eating a shul. So a shul is not a Beis Tira. Except the whole point, we says that the Reuben Chazeres has to be placed in a Beis Tira. So not only is the question, why don't we put it in somebody else's house, is how in the world can we put it in a shul? The shul is not a Beis Dira. So that's the unspoken question. So the Ramah says that we deal with our Ruach HaTzeris functions like a Shetuf HaMavuos. And we'll see there's then called Shetuf HaMavuos. After all of the HaTzeris have been Misarv individually, they're mishtatah together in a sheet of mavuos. That sheet of mavuos does not need to be placed in a Beis Tira. A. B, the standard way of doing sheet of mavuos was with wine. But the halacha is, and we'll see later on, that you can use pas, which is sufficient for Ruvah Chazeres. You can use it for sheet of mavuos as well, if so desired. So what we're really doing is really sheet of mavuos. That's why the fact that the Beis HaKnesses is not a Beis Tira is not a problem. It's acceptable. Okay. A lot of information over here in this Mishnah in the Mechaber. It's a good question. See, when we get to Mishnah, we'll touch on it a little bit, and we'll see as we go along about the Lachos Shiftu Mavuas. Why what we're doing nowadays really is a Shituf, not an Eruv. So the person, the Mishabur, Yurkes. the person who owns the home does not need to contribute to the pas. The whole purpose of the Erev is to establish residency in this place. He has residency. Everybody else needs to create residency by bringing food there. He has residency because he lives here. So we're good to go. Eruv Chetera does not need to be a value of a Shavpruta. You test, Shavpruta. There's an opinion of the Gemara which says Eruv Mishum Kenyan. Shabbala Bais Makdan Lehem Beser Avur Apas. So there's an opinion of the Gemara which says that Eruv Chetera works. You give me some bread and I'm Makdan you Rishus. So you have to give me something of value for me to be Makdan to you. The Fizeh HaYitzar Shiei Bepas Al Kaponim Shavpruta. The lechosh of moment, so they have to give him a pruta's worth of something to be able to be kainer. That's one opinion of the Gemara. But kamashul, we don't doubt la mishum kinyan who elashituf dira ba'alma who without getting a act of kinyan, just coming to dwell there without owning it is really sufficient. And therefore, mizat tam gam kain sarkli and daf kapas l'sagi b'davar acher kain kli. Same would be for Kenyan. Let me give any item to be kind of with. Why do you have to give bread? If the point is dira, Chazal said, "Makom dira is where your food is." So you need dafka bread. The ikur dira sodom who makom pito calls them his parbashas. These are all gemaras.
Does the zikah need to be shavu
pruta? Yeah, that's a different problem. Yeah, because
that might actually add up to something for like 1,000 families. You really have to.
No, you don't need each person on a pruta. You need that the mice of Zikri is done on a pruta.
From being zakt to each person.
That's not a problem, right? So fuga beishar, or the so why is a beishar not considered makam dira? Va'afal gavle suyim kein dira ba'atim. You can make a beishar which is fairly comfortable. But if that's the access way you get in and out of the chotzer, so anybody can go in there anytime. So that itself undermines the status of being a base dira. So it's a raised porch. It was used more commonly that they had the axe they would have it was more like a you would go up steps to this what's the word I'm looking for, a platform which was, from there you went into the people who lived in the second floors, so it was used as a vehicle, so sometimes you could theoretically square out some space and somebody could settle down in there, but it's not really a base dira. Okay, let's hold it here. So, my Mishabura.